everybody. Welcome to the ABDL Cast, a podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Tawny Smurf, and this is episode number 9. Yay! And behind the glass back there, as always, the much loved, the lovely, the sweet... Well, everybody loves you, Sammy. It's Sammy, everybody! Oh, yeah, and all the kids say... They do... I'm sorry, Sammy, I don't mean to embarrass you, but everybody likes you. I get messages all the time. Nobody wants to talk to me. They want to talk about Sammy. Oh, yeah, that's kind of sweet. Hey, Sammy, on the 18th of May, that is just another week and a few days, it will be the first anniversary of the ABDL Cast. Yeah, the ABDL Cast is 1 year old. Isn't that cute? Well, we start off on the 18th. We released episode 00. That was our placeholder episode. It was a shorty just to get us a spot in iTunes and other places where podcasts are aggregated. And we talked a little bit about what the show was going to be about, what we planned on doing. I ought to go back and listen to that. Have you heard it? Have you listened to it recently, Sammy? No, because it was just a zero. It's a big fat zero. It's a double zero, as a matter of fact. But I'd be interested to see what we said a year ago. So I'm going to have to go back and check that out. Did we lay any claims? And I wonder if we said that we were going to be doing a show per week. Yeah, that's a big laugh. It's been a year, and this is episode number 9. That's crazy. That is where we're on the slow path there, friends. And it's going to slow down a little bit more right now because we are just about to enter into a crazy time for the studio that we record the ABDL Cast from. And it's going to be real busy around here for a while. I'm not sure if it's going to be a month or maybe a little bit more than a month where we're not sure if we're going to be able to get it even today. Normally, we record on Friday morning, and we release it a little bit later on, right after we wrap up. And this today, we're on Tuesday, so we're already, because we missed last week, that's what happened. Well, I couldn't, no, the studio wasn't available, I had it booked up. Well, that, you know, at least we're able to do it today. But there is a chance that over the next month or so, maybe a little bit more, again, I can't remember what the exact scheduling is, but we might be able to sneak in at weird times and things like that, so you never know when you may get an episode of the ABDL Cast. Yeah, I can sneak right up on you like that. So just make sure that you're following us on Twitter, especially. That's my favorite place, and we'll give you the links to all the different ways of contacting us and all that good stuff here. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to try and keep this episode under an hour. The last two have gone way longer than I wanted to. Hopefully this one will be a little bit more of a reasonable amount of time. So let's go right up and start off with listener comments, friends, and right step it up to bat, it's our old friend, Tommy P. Yay! He left this comment on our ABDL Cast thread on the Daily Diapers board. I believe the short link to that is bit.ly/DDABDLcast. Try that link. It'll take you right to the thread. You can bookmark that. That's a good place to interact with us if you so choose. He says, you've gone and done it again. Another great show. Yay! And then he reminds us of what our questions from the last episode were, saying, what items do you need to help feel little? Are they the things that you had when you were little? Or did you develop an affinity later in life? It's fitting that those were the questions that I asked last episode. I don't even remember what I asked, but it leads right into the discussion for today. So stay tuned for that. Now, Tommy P. continues. He says, for me, it depends on my mood. Obviously, a diaper. Yeah, that goes without saying. He says, maybe some Lego, a coloring book and some crayons, my micro machines. I remember micro machines. My micro machines from when I was a little kid, shows I watched as a kid on Netflix and other streaming places. He says, I've recently found on YouTube that there are a bunch of shows I used to watch as a kid. He says, also, I'd like to hear how your sample pack of Bambinos worked. I need to blow up the text on this. I can't see. I'm not standing up this time. I went back to sitting down. I'm tired. Okay, he says, thanks again for your hard work. And thank you, Tommy B. Tommy, I gotta slow down. Thank you, Tommy P., for interacting with us, asking the questions, answering the questions, all that good stuff. I didn't get a second sample of Bambinos. And I'll talk about that more as the show goes on. But they did send me a nice little note saying, hey, we miss you. Here's 10% off on your next order. But that the time for that, well, it expired. I just know it did today, as a matter of fact. So I don't know. But more on diapers a little bit later on. So, again, we appreciate your feedback. Sammy, are you playing a joke on me? No? No? You think it's a real phone call? Okay, I'll answer it. Hello, this is Toddy.
Hi, Toddy. Tadaby here. First, I'm a new listener, and I love the last episode. Keep it going, little buddy. You asked about what accoutrement helps to click my Abyside to shift into overdrive. I want to share with you that four things make me one happy little toddler. First, a thick diaper. The thicker the better, because waddling is so regressive. Second, cuddling with Mr. Bear, my plushie. We sleep together, travel together, share secrets. Third, footed sleepers. I refused to give them up as a kid, much to my mother's disgust. I love the feeling of the confining comfort they offer. And last, a passy in my mouth. What can I say? I like to suck. In her book, There's an Adult Baby in My Bed, Rosalie Bent mentioned that for some ABs, realism is critical. It is for me. I get great pleasure in using my crib, high chair, and my bunnykin dishes, and I would love to hear from your other listeners about how important their stuff is for them. Keep padded, little buddy.
All right. Hey, there you go. That was a fellow by the name of Tadaby, and I'll bet you a donut. No, I'll bet you two donuts. Yeah, that he is from Canada, of all places, and that he is very close to French-speaking Canadians. You want to take that bet? Okay, well, okay, there you go. The bet's out there. Who gets two donuts, Sammy or me? No, it's going to be me. But Tadaby used our brand new SpeakPipe voice line. We have a link to that. We'll talk about it at the end of the show, but there's going to be a link in all of our show notes at the bottom down there of the various places that you can reach us at. And on that, if you can use your smartphone, you can use your tablets, you can use your computer, anything that's connected to the internet that has a microphone, you can use that to call us and leave us a voice message. And we can play it on the show just like that. So it worked out real well. So thank you very much. He sent out a challenge to all you listeners out there that goes in line with what Tommy P was talking about, and you know, those things that you need to feel little and have all that kind of fun stuff. But Tadaby, because he's a new listener, and it's great because since the last show, we've had a ton of people say, hey, where have I been? How come I haven't known about this show? Brand new listeners and everybody, a bunch of happy people. Yeah, we like happy people. Be happy in your nappy. And anyway, so Tadaby also left a comment on the abdlcast.com website on our episode, Diaper On, Diaper Off. He says, hi, Toddy and Sammy. I'm working my way backwards through the podcast and totally enjoyed this episode while out for a beautiful walk in the river valley. Aside, you know some people say that they need to stop everything and listen? Well, they should just take you and Sammy out for a walk with them. It's so cool because it's like talking about something naughty out in the public. Giggles. Yeah, I didn't think of it. That is, yeah, I betcha. And we also have is it Back in Diapers, our truck driving friend out there on the road, you know, him and the bandit trying to deliver some beer cross country, and he can listen to the ABDL cast while he's behind the wheel of his 18-wheeler. Anyway, he continues on. He says, the binge and purge issue is such an important topic that I think you should visit it again. That's a good point. Maybe we will. Sometime down the road. That was a heavy duty episode as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it kind of brought me down because it was true. That's heavy. That's heavy, man. Sound like a hippie? I'm not that old. Anyway, says acceptance has to counter the guilt. That's true. Wise words, Tatabee. But we also have to try and figure out the why about the guilt. Even if it only makes sense to you, then understanding that guilt will help. Like, I feel guilty or bad. Why? Because being a little is not supposedly right? Why do I like being a little? Because when I was little, things seemed right in the world, and it was a good time. So why is capturing that good feeling bad again now? I guess it's not, but in fact, I guess it's actually good because in a rather harmless way, I get to reset my view. Wow, that's pretty deep. But here's the most important thing, Tatabee says. The most important thing I've learned at play school today, never buy, binge, little stuff when you are hyped up being a little, and never make a purge decision within 24 hours of finishing a little session. Just stop and take deep breaths. At 61, I have learned that some of this relates to mental states of pre-post orgasm. You guys are awesome and have really made my day better. Hugs. Some excellent points from Tatabee. It's like they say, don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. So now when you are all hyped up, as he's talking about in a little state of mind, you're going to want to accumulate all this cool stuff, all the fun things that you're going to use to surround yourself and help you dive deeper into that mental state. But then when the flip comes, all of a sudden you're going to purge it all away? No. Stop and make no harsh decisions. Give yourself a time period, 24 hours. That's great. Great advice, Tatabee. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on back to the Daily Diapers ABDL cast thread via Rachel Emily. She says, aside from the obvious, I'd have to say the things that make me feel little are the three P's. Pacifiers, plushies, and princesses, usually Disney, but not necessarily so. The first two I indulge in more than the third, to be honest. Though, if I'm in full little mode, I'll sometimes indulge in the third to enhance the experience. Any movie or TV program with a princess theme will do. Thank you very much, Rachel Emily. We threw out the question, and these folks have come, they've stepped up to the plate and said, I can answer that. Now, we've got an email from, I goofed up this name on the last episode, I'm going to goof it up again, but they say that I can just call him, I might even goof up, Kazzy? Let's do Kazzy. Says, hi, this is Kazzy from the Daily Diapers Forum. Don't worry about my name. Everyone says it differently. If it's too hard, just call me Kazzy. K-A-Z-Y. I'm going to say Kazzy. But anyway, what I wanted to say was about the plushie question, because I must have missed it. I still have my very first plushie from when I was a baby. He's a green dinosaur beanie baby, and his name is Meanie. I also used to, and still, project onto my plushie. I love the show, and I really love your voice. It makes me feel like I'm watching an old cartoon. Thank you, Kazzy. Continuing, I like the length of the episodes. A half hour is perfect for listening to on my lunch break at work. Well, we'll try and do that. We'll try and keep it closer to that, but finishes up, says, keep up the good work, Toddy and Sammy. Yeah, though, you like that because the Beanie Baby? Named Meanie? Meanie the Beanie Baby. Yeah, I like that too. Okay, and then continuing on, here's another new listener. Little Baby Andy. This was via a direct message on the Daily Diapers board. Says, hi, from the other side of the pond. It's Little Baby Andy from the UK. I just found your podcast. Wow! I was a big fan of another podcast, not named, and I appreciate that you didn't do that. Continues, I have been into nappies since 1976. I am autistic, so I'm very childish, and dummies are part of my life. Okay, so Let me translate. Most of our listeners are American, and I'm going to translate, and I'm sorry if this offends anybody, so I'm going to continue by translating on the fly. I wonder if I could do this. So let me see here. I've been into diapers since 1976. I'm autistic, so I'm very childish, and pacifiers are part of my life. Teddies are a big part of my life, too. You will never see me without a teddy in my pocket. This person has an itty-bitty, teeny-tiny teddy bear. Yeah. Do the Mimi? No. Okay, Sammy, I'm continuing on. You never see me without a teddy in my pocket. I am incontinent, so I am dependent on diapers. My best diaper would be Comfecare M10. And this is a diaper that I've just now started seeing people talk about. And I'm sure it's been around for a while, but I've just tuned into it. I've just started recognizing Comfecare, because I keep wanting to say, you know, Comfort Dry, you know, the dry 24/7. So I don't know I don't know anything about this diaper, but I'm going to look into it. The Comfecare M10 sounds like a British product to me. Continues, little baby Andy continues. A little bit about me. I was in cloth diapers as a toddler and blue and white training pants. I remember them well, and I remember that yellow potty too. I did not like that change coming from diapers to being dry, so I started wetting my bed knowingly. I came home from school one day to find a plastic sheet on my bed, and this went on for a bit. And I was set to get ready for bed one night, and there was a big box next to my bed. I was told to brush my teeth and put on my PJs, but not to get into bed. My mother came into my room, she got a white thing out of that box, and she put it around me. That night, I wet like normal, but my PJs stayed dry. I liked watching my PJs getting wet. That's how I got into wearing. Keep it up, you're doing a good job. Thank you very much, little baby Andy. We appreciate a new listener and communicating with us right off the bat. Yeah, that's nice. That's how it should work. And it should continue to work that way, right? Don't stop communicating with us, friends. That's what makes this show. So some good questions, some good feedback, some good answers. We're going to have another question for you here in a little bit. But first, oh boy, first we need to go ahead and jump into our topic. Oh, I needed that water, and I love that song. And friends, I started a poll, which I don't normally do polls, and it took me a while to figure out actually how to do the poll on the Daily Diapers board. And you can find this poll. I'll put a link in the show notes, but the short link to it is bit.ly/ddprints, PRINTS, because the question was, do you prefer your disposable diapers to have or have not prints? In other words, do you like diapers with prints on them? Or do you like your diapers plain? So I asked three separate questions, and there were a total of 35 votes as of May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Did you have a good Star Wars Day, Sam? I love Star Wars Day. You know, I went and saw the Avengers, and before it was the full-size, big-screen version of the newest teaser trailer for The Force Awakens. I've seen it on the YouTube and whatnot, but to see it on the big screen was wow! Yeah, it was just like, yep, I was there in 1977 sitting in the theater watching the very first Star Wars, and it changed my life. Yes, it would have been better with a diaper, though. This time, I shall be equipped. Okay, so anyway, three separate questions. There wasn't much feedback, so this isn't scientific. This is just an informal poll, as they call it. And so I counted them all up yesterday at 2 p.m. Central Time. So the first question was, how old are you? And gave several answers. Now, here's the interesting thing, is the breakdown of ages, and I listed them here of most to least. So the biggest age group that voted at 37% are in the 25 to 35 year old age group. The second biggest group jumps an age group and goes to the 46 years and older. So you could be 46 to 1,000. And that was 25.7% of voters, a quarter. The third biggest is my age group, 36 to 45. And that was 22.8%. So notice again, the top three age groups, you got 37%, 25%, and 22%, roughly. And that covers from ages 36 on up to a million. Then you had the smaller age groups. And the winner of the smaller age groups, younger, was 18 to 21. That was 11.4 people voted. And then the smallest age group with one vote was people 22 to 25. That made up 2.8%. Nobody under 18 voted because we would have reported them to the moderators anyway. And nobody refused to answer, which I was surprised. Usually people will pick that. I refused to answer, but there were none, zero. So, biggest age group, 26 through 35. But we could say that the lion's share were 36 and up. No. I'm sorry, 26 on up to a million. I goofed that all up. So most people were 26 on up. There we go. I'm glad that I correct. Well, hey, I couldn't goof up. I know if we were doing like the way other people podcast, we'd just edit that out. And none would be the wiser. Boy, that Todd, he's real smart. Okay, the second question. Do you prefer Prince or plain? Here you go. 71.4% voted for Prince. Prince, not the artist formerly known as Prince, but drawings on your diapers. 71.4%. That's crazy because most of the people that voted are 26 on up. Now, plain white diapers, 17% chose that. But I threw in a little bit of a well, I don't want to say wild card because I'm going to say wild card in a few minutes. So I threw in an extra that, you know, plain other color. So a color other than white, but just plain, 11.4% chose that. So plain combined was 28.6%. Wow. So in other words, printed diapers were preferred on a ratio of 5 to 2, or they were 2.5 times more preferable. 2.5 times more. So now here's the final question that I thought was going to explain everything. Were printed diapers available when you were young? Most people, 45.7, voted no. No, they didn't have them when I was a kid. 42.8 said yes, they were available. And 11.5% didn't know. I don't know if they had them or not. So what this poll is saying is that most people had no printed diapers when they were legitimately in diapers, when they were a baby or a toddler. Most people had no printed diapers available, but they all switched and said, I like printed diapers. I said that the answer would be pretty evenly divided right down the middle, depending on the age of the voter. In other words, the older voters who had no printed diapers in the 70s and early to mid-80s, give or take a couple of years, I don't know when printed diapers came out, I don't remember, but that they would prefer plain all-white diapers, but that those who had printed diapers growing up would prefer diapers with prints. Prints, not the artist formerly known as Prince. I'm trying to enunciate. Okay, but Sammy said that the wild card would be those older ABDLs that decided that they prefer printed diapers even though they didn't wear them as babies or toddlers or little kids. And the vote seems to show that Sammy, once again, was right. I don't know. Well, what do I mean? You're not always right, Sammy. Well, okay, so anyway, we had some people that agree with you because there were some responses in there. Baby Brian, who's 38 years old, said, well, I guess I'm the wild card again. Yeah, he's on your side, Sammy. It's you and Brian. You guys are tight. All right. Says, I only had plain white disposables when I was a real baby. However, I would very much like to see prints on a diaper that actually works for my body shape. If one were made available to me and at a reasonable price, then yes, I would prefer printed diapers. Yep, so there you go. Now, Baby Bub, who didn't, I don't know how old they are, so, but I decided it's implied by the response, so we included it anyway. I'm the wild card as well. Sammy, stop gloating. No, anybody can say wild card and come up with something like that. Okay, whatever. I'm the wild card as well. White nappies when young? I'm British. White nappies when young. However, I would love printed. More babyish and girly, the better. So there you go. Wild card, wild card. Here we go. Jesse78, who is listed as being 52 years old. When I was young, it was white cloth diapers and clear plastic pants, as far as I know. Today, since I started wearing diapers several years ago, I like printed disposable diapers better than the plain white ones. So, Sammy, that was great. Yeah, you were right. It all went your way. This is very interesting to me. And so I want to go back to what my premise was, that that people that, I guess I'm weird. I guess I'm the wild card as it comes down, because I do tend to stick with the things that, or my affinity is directed towards the things that I had, you know, growing up as I was little. But then again, it's not a hardline thing. Because in my older age now, I would like printed diapers. I really wanted to. I have tried the Bambino Bellissimos, but they're too expensive. They're just too expensive. You know, and the Bambino sizing problem is, you know, I can't get past that. But I wanted to try the teddies because those look cool. You know, hey, yeah, I could wear those. See what my wife thought of those. Anyway, I don't have to either way. It doesn't matter. In fact, I guess I'm first and foremost, I guess I'm a plain white diaper guy. But again, I'm fluid there. It doesn't matter to me. I don't really, I guess I don't have a hard stand on it. But it ties into this topic request that Rachel Emily provided a long time ago, and that was on the AB Dalecast thread on Daily Diapers. She says, I'd be interested in knowing how many people in the ABDL community changed their identities over time. You understand what she's saying? For instance, she says, I started out as strictly a diaper lover with a toe in the adult kid category to identifying more and more as an adult baby as time goes on. I just recently got myself a baby bottle, so I think I'm venturing rather deeply into adult baby territory. Now, Tommy P, he followed up because I like that idea. I, too, went through the same thing. I started off 100% as a diaper lover, but over time, I started getting some little or AB things like footed pajamas and a sippy cup, and I'd now say that I identify as an adult kid who still wears diapers. See, that's me. That's how I identify. I'm an adult kid, still wears. I can take care of myself as long as that doesn't include changing a diaper or you know, getting ready for bed. But getting back to, you know, my favorite things, and Rachel Emily talked about the three P's. Tadaby talked about what his favorite and necessary things were. And for me, it is things. It's things such as pacifiers, baby blankets, and of course, diapers. Of course, above all else. Anyway, so there we have that topic, and it could work out really well if we get a lot of participation. So here's your question. This is what you need to answer for the next time. Have you changed your ABDL identity over time? Or did you start out as an AB and then change to more diaper lover? Or did you start off as a diaper lover and then transition to adult baby? Or can it be so easily defined That's the question that we have for you for the next episode. So you need to write in, you need to call in, you need to communicate with us any way that you can in order to explore that further. I look forward to talking about that on the next episode. And that's going to do it for now, because I need another cup drink of water. Friends, last time at story time, we met merry old King Cole and his Fiddlers Three. We also met Little Miss Muffet on this episode of Bugs Bunny in Storyland. Who will we meet? Come on, let's go!
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Say, Mary, I read where that little lamb follows you all over. Doesn't that get sort of tiresome?
Oh, it's not so bad.
Gosh, the lamb has her doing it.
Goodbye, Bugs Bunny.
Well, goodbye, Mary. Yipe, now I'm talking like that. Hey, little boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn.
Okay, Bugs, listen.
That's enough. That'll do. That's all. That's enough. I get the idea. That's enough. Gosh, you get him started and he never stops.
Bugs, you're crazy. I love being in Storyland, and I'm very interested in seeing where this is going to go. Any guesses on that? What do you think is going to happen if you have heard Bugs Bunny in Storyland before? Don't spoil. No spoilers. No spoilers here on the ABDL cast. And now it's time for Toddy's Diaper Time. we decided that no. I didn't tell you that I was going to call it that, but we need a jingle? Oh, man, if we could get somebody to record a jingle. And now it's time for Toddy's Diaper Time. Yeah. Sorry, I did that off the top of my head. Stop it, Sammy. Okay. When we last left you, friends. Okay. I've been on the search for the perfect diaper for many, 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 many years. And just when I think that I get it and I can grasp one, it's snatched away from me. It used to be Bambino's. Bambino Bianco was my perfect diaper. And then they changed the sizing on it and everything. And then I tried out, I've tried all kinds of diapers, Abinas, the L4s, M4s. I've tried so many. I don't have my list up because I have this little scientific list. Here's all my thoughts and impressions and whatnot. Well, I had landed on dry 24/7s. Medium size dry 24/7 is the world's greatest diaper as far as I'm concerned. No, I'll make that. Okay, to clarify, in my subjective personal opinion, yes, your results may vary. Okay, that was good. You're happy with that? You think that fulfills any obligation on our part? Okay. So in my personal subjective opinion, dry 24/7, medium size are the world's greatest diaper. Now, for a long time, people have been talking about those North Shore Supreme Briefs, and people have been getting free samples of these just by contacting North Shore Care. .com. And I went on there and I initiated an online chat and talked to a very nice lady. And I said, is there a chance that I could get a sample of your North Shore Supreme Briefs? And she says, where would you like me to send them? and what size do you want and all that good stuff. Well, I decided from reading what people said, okay, I'm going to try the large, because all of these, all sizes seem to run a little bit smaller than most other diapers out there. And so I'm thinking in my head, wow, the large, if it, you know, I mean, even the sizing guide, you know, it is different than others. Okay, if the large is a little bit smaller than the Abina, the Bambino, XP Medical's Absorbency Plus, man, I'm in like Flynn. And so I get these two, and I was nervous, you know, because I get excited when I'm going to try a new diaper, but I'm always expecting to be let down. Well, I wanted to love these more than the Dry 24/7 because they are much cheaper. And when I first opened up that sample pack, and first thing you do is you're going to feel that plastic backing. Ah, the plastic backing. Well, this was a little bit rough. Oh, no, it's a little bit rough, I said. I said that to me. Right inside of my noggin. Yeah, probably out loud as well. Okay, so I talk to myself and I do it. I don't care. Hey, somebody's got to listen. And it was rough, both of them. They sent me two free samples. And so, okay, well, there's a strike. And it does have wetness indicators and some writing on it. Down the middle, it says North Shore, you know, whatnot, all that stuff. But it's nothing like an Abina with all the racing stripes on it. But anyway, I put that thing on, and instantly I was, the heavens opened. And it, you know, the scene in Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark at the very beginning when he gets out of that temple with the rock chasing him and everything, and then Belosh, Belloc, that's what Gimli called him, Belosh, but Belloc gets the little idol head and holds it up, and all the natives bow down. That's what it was like. I had that same exact experience when I put this on. It fit. Okay. They're a little bit too large, but way better than any other larges that I have tried. And there's just something about this diaper. Now, you know that there's a video on it, and everybody complains about how the padding is real stiff and boxy and stuff, which is exactly what I like. I don't know why I like that, but I love it. But they say, you know, stretch out this diaper and fold it long way in half, you know, and to break up the padding a little bit, make it softer. I did that a little bit, but I didn't want to do too much. But when I put that on, man, the angels were singing. And, you know, because I've been watching, you know, looking at the prices and comparing all the prices, I'm poor. That's what it comes down to. I needed these things to be awesome, and it was like the perfect storm of the perfect diaper. And so now it is my official, it's Toddy's official diaper, the North Shore Supreme Brief. I just received today a case full of North Shore Supremes. That's what I say. Yay! But I had also stocked up on some Dry 24/7. So I have a whole mess of the best diapers that are out there. And so that is Toddy's Diaper Time. I'm calling it. And I know there are other people out there that feel the same way. The North Shore Supreme Brief is the diaper to beat on everything. Fit, finish, absorbency, price. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So there you go. That's your little update for this. Do you like Toddy's Diaper Time? Do you like me talking about I wonder if anybody out there likes to hear me talking about diapers. You think so? Yeah, all right. News and updates. AB Universe is back, baby. Casey, the brand new owner, the guy who came in and says that company is in such terrible shape, it's done for. I bet you I could pick it up for a pretty penny and do something with it. He bought it, and much to the surprise of many people out there, he looks to be doing a great job at turning the company around. They are involved in all the forums, Daily Diapers, ADISC, Reddit. They're on Twitter all day long. They are proactive in interacting and answering questions from ABDLs out there. And orders are being shipped. That's the big one. Now, I have never done business with AB Universe at all. Never. Never have had any of their products. I sure would like to try them out. But so I'm not saying this because I have no skin in the game. I'm just telling you that we need companies, especially ones that are run by ABDLs, that cater to ABDLs. We need them to succeed. I need them too. Man, the way the state of how the diaper industry, especially for medical usage, it's done. They're all going to cloth backed. And if you younger folks, you don't mind cloth backed. People my age, in my age group, we don't like it. Overwhelmingly, no cloth backed diapers. We want plastic backed diapers. So we need these companies that cater to us to succeed. And I'm happy. I'm pleased as a pig in a dumpster that things look to be going quite well for AB Universe and everybody out there. You like single tape diapers and with all kinds of crazy patterns and designs on them and stuff, get over there and support the company. The more people that do that, maybe the prices can come down shortly. Okay, the other thing is XP Medical. Their introductory low price on the dry 24/7, the ConfiDry, has ended. They had a special lower price on their cases. And so the regular price on cases is $123.95 in U.S. dollars. But it looks like they have negotiated a $10 discount off of that. So cases right now at xpmedical.com are listed at $113.95 with free ground shipping in the continental United States. So if you're on the continent of the United States, that means no Alaska, no Hawaii. Those aren't on the continent. Okay, they're separate from the continental United States. So the 48 the 48 states, the lower 48, as they call them. The other prices seem to remain the same for 18 packs and their sample packs and half cases. So I don't know. Maybe somebody can confirm or deny that. But there's your news. There's your news for this episode. Now you think we're really cooking along, aren't we? Okay, so let's remind everybody what the question of the show is. This is what you need to, how you need to get a hold of us and what you need to answer for us for the next episode. Have you changed your ABD, AB, boy, I can't talk today, Sam. I know, I was so excited to do the show and I'm spent. I need a nap and one of those North Shore Supreme diapers. All right. Have you changed your identity over time? Did you start off AB and then switch to DL? Did you start off DL, switch to AB, a little bit in between? Where are you? What does that mean? All that good stuff. And you can contact us at all the normal places. Oh, Sammy, there you go. Here it comes. That means it's the end of the show. And a short time to a drink of water. So contact us at the main website, abdlcast.com. You can leave us a comment on any of our episodes. You can email me at toddy@abdlcast.com. That's T-O-D-D-Y. Or sammy@abdlcast.com. That's S-A-M-M-Y. Leave us a message, a voicemail at our brand new SpeakPipe account. SpeakPipe.com/ABDLcast. As always, follow us on Twitter. That's my favorite place. If you're on Twitter, be our friend over there at ABDLcast. And again, friends, we haven't had one in a long time. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the matter is, but if you have an iTunes account, please go over, do a search for ABDLcast and leave us a 5-star review. You don't have to write anything. Just click the 5th star. And that's going to help bump us up in the iTunes store, the podcast store, so other people can find us. We've heard from a bunch of people. They're still discovering the ABDLcast, even though we've been around for a year, a whole year. Wow. We sure do like doing this show for you. We'll be back as soon as we can. Stick with us. Bring a friend. And remember, crinkle, crinkle, little star. Yeah.